Acclaimed clawhammer banjo player Dan Walsh is touring the UK, USA, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, and he is playing tonight as part of his tour in support of his fourth solo album, Verging on the Perpendicular. Dan's also a member of the award-winning urban folk quartet, and has made guest appearances on stage with Imelda May, Joss Stone, and the Levellers. Thanks so much for being here, Dan.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You just rolled in from Willits, I believe.
Huh? Yes. Yes.
So you're here in Arcata playing tonight at a house concert, and this is part of a tour that started in the UK and is going on. How's it been going so far?
Never ends. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So how's the tour been going so far?
Yeah, really good, really good. I had a good run in the UK, and then I got to California last Monday, so just over a week ago. And I've had some really lovely gigs so far, actually. Some really enthusiastic crowds, a few banjo fans, and a few general music fans as well. It's been really nice, actually. It's been great to be here.
Yeah, I think there's quite a few banjo fans here in Humboldt County, too. So
glad to hear it.
Should have an enthusiastic crowd tonight. Yeah. Although it's not your first time playing in Arcata, correct?
No, I did it 2 years ago. Yeah, it was a great place as well. Very relaxed. I like that. I'm used to England. So California generally, I find, has got a lovely atmosphere about it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, as far as like the different venues you've played, because it sounds like you played with, you know, big acts, and you're playing a house concert tonight. What are the most fun and rewarding types of venues and audiences?
It's really variable. I think it's one of the kind of cool things about when you're at my kind of stage, touring a lot, but, you know, hardly a sort of famous figure or anything. I think the mix of venues I play is really, really great. So even since I've been here, I played an art centre, which was really nice. I played a house concert. I played a pub last night in Willits. And even back at home, it's sort of, I end up doing quite a mix of stuff. And when I have guested with some of the big names, then, I'm playing kind of thousands of people at big rock venues, and there's a different kind of kick out of that. I think I do kind of thrive in some of the more intimate gigs, though, because I think I like to talk quite a bit on stage, tell a few stories, and have a bit of a laugh. And I think that it's easier to do that, I think, when you've got a kind of intimate seated crowd. I think that's probably my favorite kind of setting. But then again, I remember doing a solo slot at a festival to a lot of people, and I was on after a band, and I was mildly nervous, thinking I'm not quite sure how to follow that. But it was great. It was a real buzz watching lots of people jumping up and dancing around to the banjo. So,
oh, nice.
So I like lots of different venues, I suppose. But probably my favourite might still be my local pub back at home, actually, in Stafford, because I've been playing there since I was 16, and it's still a very special place. So,
what's the name of the pub?
The Market Vaults.
The Market Vaults?
Vaults, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, if you're in Staffordshire, that's where to go. So will you give us a little preview of what you're going to be playing tonight?
Yeah, well, my new album's got quite a few sort of traditional things from Scottish and Irish folk music. Was kind of my initial first love, really, and I've kind of been revisiting it. So I'll play you a kind of radio edit of one of the tracks, because I know we haven't got too much time. So
thank you, and no swearing.
A jig and a reel. No, of course not. Don't worry. There's no vocals in this one anyway. So unless I make a mistake, there'll be no swearing.
Thank you.
to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing. So, Dan, what drew you to the banjo? I mean, you're a guy out in UK, young person.
I was listening to a lot of Scottish and Irish stuff because my dad had quite a few tapes of Irish music. So as a young kid, I always really loved that kind of music. I was already playing guitar as well. I used to play a lot of rock and blues and things that most kids want to play, I suppose, noisy electric guitar. But then I was really enjoying the folk stuff, and the banjo particularly just seemed to leap out at me. So I just sort of said to my mum and dad, you know, do you reckon we could try the banjo? And they found me a teacher in my home county, who fortunately was absolutely brilliant. But he taught this 5-string banjo, which is normally an American instrument. The instrument I'd listened to on Irish stuff was actually a completely different instrument called the tenor banjo. It's long story, but they are really very, very different. But it was a complete accident that I ended up with this kind of banjo. It wasn't a deliberate choice or anything, and I'd never heard any like old time or bluegrass or anything like that at that stage, but I got into that later on.
Well, you definitely sound inspired, for sure.
Thank you.
So, and in addition to being just an incredible player, you also are a songwriter as well.
Yeah.
So, can you tell us a little bit about your songwriting style?
Sure. I mean, I guess everything I write is quite influenced by a lot of different things. I mean, in terms of the lyrics that I write a lot of songs just about people I meet, interesting people that I meet, whether I meet them once or you know, I know them well. Generally just things that have happened to me or that I've seen, because I think traveling the world playing music, you do end up in some, you know, you end up meeting some quite interesting people and hearing interesting stories. So as an example, there's one song on a previous album I did about a guy in Canada who lived in the wilderness in a wooden hut for 60 years to escape the war.
Wow.
So I wrote about that. I wrote about a guy in a care home who I played for, who was an old singer and actor, and we kind of almost by accident helped him to rediscover his music, and he was singing again and all that sort of thing. So I wrote about that. So there's generally always a story involved in everything I write, I suppose. And then musically speaking, I guess my two main influences are the Celtic stuff and the bluegrass stuff, but anything else can find its way in. I've got a kind of Indian flavoured tune I do. I've got a bit of funk and blues and stuff in there. So it all kind of finds its way in.
Wow, it's going to be a great show tonight. So just before we run out of time, I want to make sure that if people are interested in seeing Dan Walsh tonight, they can go to the website relevantmusic.org/cribconcerts. They can email crib1251@gmail.com. Or they can call 499-8516. And that's relevantmusic.org/cribconcerts. So, Dan, will you play us another song?
Sure.
Maybe take us out with another song, please.
Cool. How long have we got?
We have a minute.
Right. In which case, I'll play a verse and a chorus.
Okay. Dan Walsh playing a house concert tonight. Check out Relevant Music if you want to go. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
I've never felt this feeling before, despite all the times I've been away. I have always wanted to get back to my door, and many times I've counted down the days. But how can I leave here without a roof of cheer? Didn't think I'd have a second home. Didn't think I'd feel this way today, in spite of all the places that I roam. I don't want to leave this land. It looms over me with its sea and its sand. It's something I thought I would never understand, but I don't want to leave this land. Yeah, it's something I thought I would never understand, but I don't want to leave this land. No, I don't want to leave this land.
We don't want you to leave, Dan. All right, stay tuned for School Days with Susan Andrews. Thanks so much, Dan Walsh, playing tonight. Relevant Music, Crib Concerts.
Thank you.